Jess in with you this morning for Hunter Valley today. And joining me in the studio is a Queensland Senator, Malcolm Roberts, for One Nation, who's in the Hunter at the moment. Malcolm, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Jess. Good morning.
And of course, you're getting some great hospitality from Stuart Bonds, who's a candidate for the Hunter for One Nation. Stuart, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jess. Good. Really good.
Now, what have we been up to? You were here in the electorate yesterday, visited a couple of businesses for a start.
Yeah, we did. And there was very good news at both of them. They're doing pretty well. And RRRR, as they're called, repair mining equipment and agriculture equipment. And they're saying that their business is picking up dramatically. Mines are hiring, going gangbusters were their words, wasn't it, Stuart?
Yeah, well, he can't get bikes. They're running out of boilermakers down there. So, it was a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And so around the corner, we went to Ace Mechanical as well, and so they got plenty of work. They're booked out, so it's good news. I mean, in the shadow of the economic crisis we've had with COVID,
hang on, mate, it's not COVID that's caused that. It's the government's restrictions that have caused it.
The response to COVID, that's a good point.
So, I guess
it's a good point though what Stuart raises, because Matt at RRRR reminded us that for every coal mining job, there are six other jobs that depend upon the coal mines.
Yeah.
And so the whole valley and the whole of New South Wales depends upon what's happening in the Hunter Valley.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Without the mining industry, what industry do we rely on next in the Hunter? We've got agriculture, but there's no industry as big as the coal mining industry.
No, and the Labor Party's abandoned its roots in the Hunter Valley, the mining sector, and they're just talking about retraining and tourism. And where the hell is that going to create all these jobs and wealth?
Exactly.
They're just off with pixies.
Yeah, I agree. So we got a problem here, but it looks like the voters have figured that out. So now it's up to the Labor Party to work that out, I guess.
It's also important, I think, just to reassure people, because the longer-term projections for coal, things happen in the short term up and down.
Mm.
Longer-term projections for coal are huge increases in coal production around the world, because there's enormous demand around the world. I mean, China is producing about eight times what we produce itself, and America produces more than we produce. So we're small players. Well, we're big players, but we're relatively small compared with the leading countries in coal production. People are not going to stop burning coal just because we shut our mines. It's complete rubbish.
Oh, no, exactly. And I think this pandemic has hopefully taught us that we need to be using a lot more of our own coal in our own backyard. There was talk, I don't know where it's up to now, but in Queensland there was talk of building another coal-fired power station up there. We should be sort of looking towards building a few more in New South Wales as well. There was talk about it in Currie, building some Healy coal-fired power stations as well.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think that's something that Malcolm's looking at raising actually next year, is doing an investigation into the feasibility of doing just that. I mean, Japan went down the nuclear road and they're actually backing out of it now because of it's going to cost them trillions of dollars to replace those power stations. So they're actually building coal-fired power stations to replace the nuclear ones. So I think that that's where we need to do some sort of an investigation to figure out what direction we go down once Liddell closes. So there was always plans to build a second Bayswater power station. The site's there. I was even told the pipes were originally run, and they stomped it on the head just as they were going to start construction. So there's a spot for it. I think we should look at it.
There's a lot of talk about gas at the moment as well. Of course, we've got the Hunter Gas Line project, which is still in the works. There's talk about building some gas plants down in Currie as well, in Newcastle too. What are our thoughts on gas?
I'm a fan. I think we should have a variety of it. The gas, the solar, the wind, it all goes in conjunction together. But I think we should be allowing a bit more of the market to decide which direction we go, rather than using the profits from one area to subsidise the other one, and it's making solar and wind look very cheap and affordable. But when you take away those subsidies, it's not as affordable as what it looks.
If you look at the history of humanity, human race, human species, we've come over millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years, and we got to 1850, the start of the Industrial Revolution, Jess. And think of where we've come in the last 170 years. Mm. I mean, someone alive, the kings alive 200 years ago, did not live as well then, didn't live as long as, safely as, or as well as, or comfortably as people on welfare today in this country.
Mm.
That's a fact. And if you look at the enormous advance in material standards of living It's been due to one thing, and that's ever decreasing prices of electricity, and that's and energy, and the provision of hydrocarbon fuels, coal, oil, and gas. And that is what's driven humanity's marvelous improvements in standard of living. And what we've done in the last 20 years in this country, thanks to John Howard and Kevin Rudd, is we've reversed that trend of decreasing electricity prices and doubled the prices. We used to have the cheapest electricity in the world. I lived in the Hunter. As a kid, I used to cycle to school at Currie High School past the Alcan aluminium smelter. It came here, Stuart, because we had cheap prices of electricity.
Mm.
That's shut. Tomago looks like it's facing
the
problems.
It's on the ropes. Yeah,
I mean, we're destroying our country.
Yeah.
For a crazy, excuse me, for a crazy dream that's rubbish. If you look at the cheapest forms of electricity generation, it's my wife trying to call. I'll be in trouble now. The cheapest form of electricity generation is hydro, and I get pretty upset about this because we're destroying lives, we're destroying jobs, we're exporting industries to China.
I'm joined in the studio by One Nation's Malcolm Roberts and Stuart Bonds. And last night you had a function in Greta. There's another one tonight. Did you find that there was anything in particular coming up last night? Issues that people were having?
Yeah, there was a woman there that really captured our attention, I suppose. And she's having a lot of trouble at the moment trying to get her husband home. So they've been stuck apart for 13 months. So he's stuck over in Fiji.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and it's a story, I mean... Robin was saying, and Malcolm, about how their office constantly getting calls about this issue. It's just gridlock, trying to get people back in the country. Mismanagement. I mean, only putting through a few hundred people a week when you got tens of thousands of people that are stuck. You think that this would have been sorted by now, but
by now, 12 months on.
Yeah. So there's a lot of unheard voices, I suppose, that are out there at the moment. So that was one story that really stuck out, but. You know, we're really trying to get the story around the mining industry is really supporting more than just the Hunter Valley, that there are a lot of jobs that are down, manufacturing jobs and stuff that are down out of the valley, in your Paterson and Shortland, and that are not attributed to mining in the statistics, but they are carried by the mines nonetheless.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people that, you know, express that they want to be included in the conversation, not left out of it. So, yeah, it was a good. It's going to be a good night tonight. It's sold out. Yeah, the event sold out. But yeah, we're heading out to Bulga today.
Yep, fantastic.
Heading out to Blackrock Industries, which would be good to catch up with Steve with his Aboriginal incarceration program.
Awesome local program.
Yeah, it is. I think it'll be a national project repeated all over the country. Like, it is one of the best projects I've seen of its kind. And he got in touch with us, and Pauline wrote him a letter of recommendation and helped helped him get his funding. It was part of getting his funding for this. But so we're heading out. I'm really excited to go see Steve today with that one. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we've run out of time this morning, but thank you so much for dropping by the studio and having a chat, both of you. Really appreciate your time.
No worries.
And can I just say to all the people who are working in the mines in the Hunter Valley, what I used to say as a mine manager, and when I worked in the mines myself at the coalface in the union, remember that you are putting the lights on everywhere in the Hunter, and you are creating Australia's number one exporting – well, New South Wales is number one exporting industry. It's now number two to iron ore for the country. But in Queensland, where I come from, and the Hunter Valley and New South Wales, it's the number one exporting industry, and coal miners are doing one hell of a job to keep this country afloat.